The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with MasterCard.
Amid speculation that President Michael D. Higgins may remain for a second term, Independent Senator Gerard Crockwell has said he will challenge Michael D. Higgins for the presidency if Michael D. goes back on his word to serve only one term. He will seek a nomination for the presidency in order to force a vote in the event that the president indicates he wants to stay in office until 2025. And that aforementioned Senator Gerard Crockwell is with me now. You're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Pat, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, do you have an expectation that you could possibly win, or is this more about the principle of the thing?
Oh, principle is one thing, Pat, but one never enters a race unless they see the finish line. And if you look at my track record as president of the Teachers Union of Ireland, when I entered that race, I had no chance. And thanks to good supporters, I managed to get over that line. And the same would be true of the Shannon by-election in 2014.
All right. So you would be going in to win?
Absolutely.
People will look to one of your recent triumphs and they may love you or hate you for it, which was the passing of the bill to allow drinking on Good Friday.
They may very well do that. And like most things in this world, 50% of the country will love me for it and 50% of the country will despise me for it. That's life.
But if you got 50%, you'd be doing very well, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't I just?
Now, why is this important to you?
Well, it goes back actually to the Shannon by-election in 2014. When I was coming home from the United States on holiday, having had a holiday there, I spotted a headline in the newspaper which asked who would Taoiseach Kenny choose to fill the vacancy. And I thought, no, we live in a democracy. And a democracy requires that there is a competition. And based on that, I put myself forward for the Shannon. Many people laughed at the time and said, you know, it just can't be done. It has never been done in the history of the state. But we do live in a democracy and people cherish democracy.
So do you think then that 14 years is just too much?
I think 14 years without an election is just too much. I think there are two issues here. The first issue is the incumbent, who has been an excellent president. Let's be totally honest about it, he's done a marvellous job. But he did state at the outset one term and one term only.
And you think that that informed the electorate? In other words, when they were making their choice, some of them at least said, well, yeah, 7 years, that's fine. Not sure I want 14, but he said he's only going seven, so I'll vote for him.
Yeah, funny that you mentioned that. Quite a lot of the feedback on social media today has been precisely around that issue, that 7 years is long enough. And in fact, a number of people are suggesting that we should reduce it to a one term office only. Now, I mean, my view on it is Michael D has said one term and one term only. If he has changed his mind, and he's perfectly entitled to do that, then he must put himself before the people and allow the people he told he only wanted one term to question why he changed his mind.
Mary McAleese served two terms in office without having to be re-elected in 2004. You'd presume that Michael D might have the same thing in mind, an incumbent just going forward unopposed, because the parties will say it'll cost a fortune.
Well, you've just hit the nail on the head. I wonder, is it the incumbent president, who's an extremely honourable man? I've known him as a boy and as a man. I have watched him grow through Galway politics and ultimately national politics. He's a very honourable man. But it would suit political parties right now not to have to face into a presidential election, because within the next 2 years we're facing a general election, local elections, European elections. And if you recall, Fine Gael I think spent $500,000 on the last presidential election, so clearly the political parties have no desire for one.
There is obviously the issue of the franchise, which is extended to everyone over the age of 18, and if you were just turning 18 when Michael D was elected president, but you didn't quite make it, you weren't on the register and you've just turned 18. At 14 to 18, you're in your early 30s. You're 32 before you can get to a vote for a president.
That's correct. And in fact, that is one of the other issues. A colleague of mine, Fintan Warfield, and Senator Lynn Ruane introduced a bill to try and reduce the voting age. And coupled with that was to do away with the nonsense that you had to be over 35 to run for president. I'm 64. So at the end of the day, I believe the presidency should be open to anybody of voting age.
anyone of voting age, a 19-year-old president? I mean, the president is supposed to have the wisdom of the ages. Now we can look to America and find sometimes there's deficits, even in people who are older than yourself in terms of the wisdom of the ages. But someone at 18 doesn't have too many life experiences to draw upon.
And the electorate, I'm sure, would take that on board.
So it's the entitlement to run, not the expectation of winning for an 18-year-old.
If an 18-year-old wished to put themselves forward, Pat, I'm sure that they would have an expectation to win. All of us, no matter what we do in life, we set out on the basis that we're going to achieve it. I'm sure an 18-year-old would sit down and think carefully about it.
Now, what about your own intentions? I mean, would you, if you were to win, would you seek a second term? I know I'm rushing the fences, but still, it's important, it's given this is an impetus that has driven you, the fact that Michael D might be looking to have a second term and perhaps even to be unopposed. Would you go for a second term?
It's a very fair question, Pat, and the simple answer is no, I would not look for a second term.
So you'd be a 7-year president. As some of the texts coming in, I don't really care if Michael D runs for election again, but there should be an election. Not to do so not just diminishes the role, but almost makes it an irrelevance. And if it's an irrelevance, then abolish it. That's from Jack in Terenure. The actual duties of a president are fairly minimal. The constitutional duties of the president, he can refer bills to the Supreme Court and so on. But everything else that the president gathers to him or herself depends largely on them, doesn't it? I mean, Mary McAleese on the Northern Ireland agenda. Mary Robinson, of course, had many agendas, the women and equality and all the rest of it. Michael D has been, I'm not sure what his particular agenda is, but he's represented us very well on every occasion it's been asked of him.
Yeah, funny that you mentioned it. Somebody asked me yesterday, if you're going to go forward, what will your policies be? And I think you've hit the nail on the head here, Pat. A president can have all the policies he wants under the sun, but at the end of the day, he's extremely limited, or she is extremely limited, in what they can do. My only focus would be to represent Ireland wherever the government sought me to represent them, and to do whatever I could do, similar to what Michael D has done. I mean, let's think back to Windsor Castle and the night Michael D was there, the first president of Ireland to sit with the Queen in Windsor Castle. That was a phenomenal night. The pride I felt that night, and everybody in this country felt, moved Michael D into a completely different sphere. And that's the role.
Some more of the comments. The question is, do we want Bertie or Gallagher types? Michael D has done us proud, represented us with style and class. Michael D has been a good president. He follows trailblazers in Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese, but he made a specific pledge during the election that he would be a one-term president. We voted for him on that basis. Like anyone, he's allowed to change his mind, but in that case, he should seek a new mandate. Personally, I would welcome an election, and let's see who else puts themselves forward. Olivia Leary, perhaps. We also should reduce the term of office to 5 years. That's from Hugh in Dublin. The next one from Jim in Dunboyne. Let him have another term if he wishes. He's been excellent and is active politically in a presidential manner without putting a foot wrong. Anyone running against him is publicity seeking. I don't know whether you want to comment on that.
Publicity seeking. Look, I mean, there's lots of ways of getting publicity. This is about the democracy on which this country is based. Nothing else.
Sweet God, no, that's about pizza cartons. Different entirely. Not everyone loves Michael D. Higgins. He frequently weighs in with his personal opinion on political matters from time to time, unwisely. That's from Anne in Galway. Peter says, I'm delighted that someone proposes to run against Michael D. The sense of entitlement that would rather have no election is staggeringly undemocratic. As long as it's not Bertie, I don't care who runs against Michael D, says Dave. Michael D has continued the exceptional nature of Irish presidents that the two Marys started. He's brought a new poetic quality, and though small in stature, is an impressive statesman. We would be honoured to have him for a second term, says Paul in Dublin. Michael D. Higgins has hijacked the presidency as a platform for his own hard left ideology. He has to be challenged, says Ed. Michael D. all the way, another 7 years. Yes, please. Yes, 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 from Kay. The more I hear from your guest, the more I like him, and his his principles. He has a fair point about the importance of democracy being robustly protected, from Ronan in Dublin. Look across the Atlantic to see what can happen when you elect a president with no experience. Leave Michael D there. He's a wonderful rep. I agree with that, Senator. I don't want Michael D back with no election. I'm not happy with him about certain things he's done, and therefore we must have an election. Would Gerard take a wage reduction on the presidential salary?
That's a very fair point. I am very well paid as a senator, and I don't see a need to be better paid, really.
You get the house, though.
You get the house, yeah.
All the livery and the housekeeping and all the rest of it. I have to say, I've never heard of this chap, Gerard Crockwell. You're wasting your sweetness on Good Friday. Maybe I might give it a go myself. That's from Tom. From Anne, Michael D. Higgins is doing a superb job and I'm proud to have him as our president. Whoever gets elected next must be an orator also. That to me is the most important criterion. Be able to speak well and have a social conscience. We don't want wafflers or slick talkers. Best possible candidate for the presidency would be John Bowman, says another. Well, if you open the Pandora's box of an election, Gerard, you can expect other candidates.
Absolutely. And I think that that is extremely healthy for our society.
Because once there is going to be an election, then people will feel, well, we might as well throw in, if they can get a nomination through councils and so on, throw their hats into the ring.
Yeah, I fully embrace the idea of a competition for any position that's in public life. Let it be in a trade union, let it be in politics. I believe there should be a competition. I have always opposed, for example, the right of the Taoiseach to nominate 11 senators. I believe every single post should be fought for through an election of some form or other.
I mean, the reason for that is obviously to give the government of the day a majority so they can actually get work done. I mean, we see what's happening in the House at the moment, in the Doyle chamber, where there isn't a natural majority and the government is ruling by some sort of new politics, which looks very old hat to some of us.
Well, if you were in the Seanad now and looked at the current government and the way it operates in the Seanad, in comparison to the way it operated between 2014 and 16, it's amazing. Ministers come now and they talk and they debate and they explain.
And you're also bent on reforming the Seanad. You've got a bill coming in.
Absolutely. There's a bill before the Seanad for the autumn, which will go to second stage, and we'll see what way that goes. But the idea is to extend the franchise out to the public in a limited way, insofar as you declare for which particular panel you wish to vote on. So from that point of view, I think reform and bringing politics and democracy back to the people is what it's
about. Well, 7 years is perfect for a president. If reduced, it would lead to more presidents, therefore more presidential pensions. That's from John. Jared, there's a man who's just come in who might throw his hat in the ring as well. George Hook for president. You'd be younger than Michael D.
No, I'll throw my hat in the ring if Bertie stands. But if the good senator stands, he'll have my number one. I hope he stands. He has been incredibly brave on a number of issues, not least of which risk unpopularity by asking questions about the HPV vaccine and the mothers and families who've been damaged. He has been pilloried for simply asking a question. So we need brave men like the senator, and he has my vote.
Well, there you go. You get one vote at least, Gerard, whatever else happens. Senator Gerard Crockwell is going to throw his hat in the ring if Michael D decides to, I says, go back on his pledge to be a one-term president. He's entitled to change his mind, as we said. But if he goes back on it, well, then there will be at least one other candidate in the ring, and that is Senator Gerard Crockwell. George, what have you got?